With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Derek David Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. That's, John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
All right. Welcome in at this time. John Wiener brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great. Thank you so very much. All right. We've got to get to the birdie injury stuff. It's just a terrible scene last night at PNC Park. Goes down to one knee, goes down to the other, and he's clutching his arm. Take me through as a teammate, and not somebody who sustains a bad injury, but as a teammate. You go in the clubhouse after the game. You get in there. What do you do? Do you go up to the guy? Do you go talk to him? Do you stay away? Do you talk to the trainer first? How would John Wiener handle that as a teammate of Birdie?
I don't know what I do, really. I think I give a guy his space. I mean, as emotional as he was. It's really sad. It's sad because, this kid's 26, almost, I think, 27 years old. I don't know if he's pitched 150 innings in professional baseball, let alone the big leagues. And, he's had to deal with so much and obviously a long rehab. And I'm guessing the way he reacted, he knows that feeling. And, it can't be a good thing. And, to work that hard to have that type of surgery and to work 12, 18, whatever months in rehab to get back there. And literally minutes before, I was texting a couple of friends of mine and talking about how this guy's going to be nasty. This guy's going to be legit. This guy, this is closer stuff we're seeing, even though he didn't have his best night last night. But, I mean, this guy has a special arm. And man, it's sad because you got to figure that he's, past the injury. Usually when you have that Tommy John, you're good to go and feeling better than ever. And finally in the big leagues. Having success at the big leagues and, the future looked bright. Now he may be staring at another long rehab.
John, when we take a step back and look at it as a whole, the bullpen anyway, you mentioned Birdie's stuff was great to start the season, looked like he could take on a back end of the bullpen role at some point. But now without him, with Keone Kellis struggling, what does the back end of the bullpen look like for the Pirates right now? We know Vasquez is cemented in the ninth inning role, but other than that, who's in the eighth? Who's setting up in the seventh? What does this look? Is there a lot of confidence in guys ahead of Vasquez?
Well, whether you have confidence in them or not, I don't think it matters. I think you still have the four guys that did so well a year ago that just got off to, a couple of them got off to rough starts with Rodriguez and Kella, I guess. You could say have gotten off to rough starts. Crick and Vasquez has still been pretty good, or really good, actually. And so I still believe Kella is elite and can set up. I believe Rodriguez is, Rodriguez isn't getting as much swing and miss. That's the only thing about him that I scratch my head a little bit. There's something different about his fastball this year than last year because they're not, last year they swung and missed, seemed like, Every batter swung and missed two of his fastballs, and this year they're not. I still think he's effective enough, and I still think he's good enough to get the job done based on what I saw last year. So I still have faith in those four guys. I they've had a couple hiccups, and I've said this on the air. I think as a reliever, I think it's easy to have some bad luck. There's times you throw a fastball down the middle and it's popped up the center field. It just so happens there's fastballs down the middle are getting hit out of the ballpark. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to give up home runs, I think. And I think it was a bad stretch for both Kella and Rodriguez. And I'm not making excuses. I'm basing all this off of what I saw last year. And I still think that they can get the job done. It's a pretty short sample. We're talking about, you know, I don't know if they've made 10 appearances apiece. So, you know, there's a lot of season left.
John Wehner joining us here, Fan Morning Show, in his weekly spot at 9:30 on Tuesdays. Okay, Polanco looked spectacular with the stick last night. He ran the bases. He smiled. He looked like Gregory Polanco again. John, I'm intrigued as to when he needs to make a throw of consequence, or at least take me through this. How are things probably going to be charted out to the different fielders, albeit the first baseman, the second baseman, and the center fielder, now that Polanco is out there? Do you tell the center fielder, if something's on the ground, go get a little more? Do you deepen your cuts a little bit if you're the infielders? How do you change that now with Polanco's arm being what it is?
You definitely, you know, the one thing that's good about it is half the games he's playing at PNC Park, so he's not far from home plate. We saw a ball off the wall, high off the wall last night, and the guy was held at first base because Polanco got to the ball quickly. And I know that was in that long late inning or whatever, and they're probably not trying to stretch two things. You know, they're not probably trying to add on when they're up as many runs. But, you know, he's close to home. I look at Corey Dickerson, and I talked about this a lot last year. He got to the ball quickly. He got rid of the ball quickly. That's how you stop base runners. You get to it quickly, you get rid of it quickly. They don't care about, you know, arm strength. When a coach or a runner sees the ball in the air heading towards the base in front of them, that's how you stop the runner. And an elite outfielder might have 10, 12 assists a year. You're not throwing many guys out. Marte, I don't know what he had last year. Did he have 10 assists last year? I'm not sure. Did Polanco have 10 assists last year? Probably not. So you're talking about maybe throwing out 10 guys a year as it is. The idea is to stop them taking that extra 90 feet. And in my opinion, you get rid of the ball as quickly as you can. And that's the best way to stop a runner. And like I said, it's fortunate that PNC Park got that short porch so you don't take as many risks. You're not going first to third on a routine base hit. It's hard to score from second on a routine base hit when the ball's hit right at the right fielder. Having said that, ball's in the gap, ball's down the line. Yes, you do have to send the cutoff man out a little bit further than you normally would because the arm strength's not the same.
John, is it a given that when they are back to full health, Cole Tucker goes back to Indianapolis?
I don't know if that's a given. Full health would mean Gonzalez is back. It's going to be interesting to see when Newman's healthy, what they do there. So, you know, they obviously had Newman ahead of Tucker coming out of spring training, rightfully so. I mean, Tucker not playing much in AAA. If you go the next week, 10 days, and Tucker's still doing the thing, or Newman, Tucker, Tucker's still doing the things he's done. I mean, he's fun to watch, isn't he? I mean, this kid's athletic defensively. He swings the bat. He definitely has pop. That home run was impressive the other day. Extra base. I mean, he's dynamic. Now, so you wonder, do you let them run out there until he, you know, runs into some, you know, a bit of a slump or whatever? I'm not sure what they do. I really don't. I guess it depends on his play. I love watching the kid. He's a wonderful individual too. I mean, he has an incredible personality. I think if he's hitting and picking it, I don't see how you can send him back. If he struggles, then it's a little bit of an easier decision for him. So I can't sit here and say if he's hitting, let's say, 280, 290, and he's hitting some balls out of the ballpark, and he's playing the defense that he's played so far. That's a hard decision for a team that's, you know, near the top of the division or at the top of the division to send that back.
This has nothing to do with the decision on whether to send him back or not, or even what he's doing hitting. But I said this even just – I talked to him for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes standing there outside the clubhouse in Bradenton, John. And I said that if he just is the everyday shortstop in Pittsburgh at some point, he'll have like a Juju type quality to him in this town. Who have it in the palm of his hand? Cole Tucker.
No question. Oh, yeah. He'll be one of the most popular players for sure. You know, there's an energy about this guy. There's a happiness about this guy. everything, not even talking about what he does on the field. I mean, this guy has an infectious personality. I mean, I got emotional watching him hit that home run and running around the bases and, you know, I mean, I was holding back tears. I mean, it's something, and I've never done that for myself or anybody else in my life, but there's just something about this guy that really makes you root for him, and yeah, he could be, yeah, he would, he's going, he that could be, he's going to be a huge personality, and a huge fan favorite in the city of Pittsburgh. Whether it's sooner or later, I'm not sure, but it's a fact. It's going to happen. There's no doubt about it.
With a little less of an impact, Jason Martin and Brian Reynolds have both looked fairly comfortable as well. Martin's had a few issues in left field, but aside from that, once Dickerson and Marte are both healthy, and it may be a little longer term for Marte, are we back to the Dickerson-Marte-Polanco alignment? Melky goes back to the bench, and those guys back to Indy as well.
No question. Yeah, there's no question that, you know, Reynolds is going to play every day. I found it very interesting. You don't see this very often where a guy is kind of behind the scenes. Martin comes up before Reynolds, and then now Reynolds comes up and he's in the lineup every day in center field. And you know, I thought that was interesting, and because he's not a guy that everybody's talked about. This guy's done nothing but hit. 300 hitter in every season in the minor leagues. He's added some pop this year so far. We'll see where the power and how much power he has. He's going to play every day. He'll probably, I wouldn't be surprised that he's even the first to go back down even before Martin, even though he's playing every day when Marte comes back. But yeah, I like Martin. He has pop, he has energy. He has an idea. Reynolds is the guy for me that is very interesting. And I didn't really know where he stood as far as the prospect and how the organization felt about him. I know I like the approach at the plate. I like the swing. I've liked the defense. But those guys will definitely be down. And who knows, even when Chisenhall comes back, I'm not sure which one goes just yet. I would think Reynolds will stay to play center field until Marte comes back. But, it's nice to see that you had that depth. This injury thing has been incredible. I don't know if I've witnessed this many injuries so early in the season, but these guys have definitely stepped up and done a pretty good job.
Yeah, it's like that year when they used 14 catchers, John. It was kind of like that. But it's just so many injuries. Last thing for you, the most important question of the week, John. The Steelers go inside linebacker, tight end, or cornerback?
I was afraid you were going to do it. You know, no, and you guys are, no, you're not getting the answer you think you're getting.
Whoa.
The most overrated day in sports every year is this day. I can care less about the draft. I don't pay no mind to football after the Super Bowl until opening day. I think the draft is so overcovered and so overrated. I couldn't tell you five guys that are getting drafted. I can care less. I really never follow. I care less about it. If we had the first overall pick and there were three guys to choose from, I'd be interested. But outside of that, I don't have no idea who's getting drafted. I can care less.
All right,
so dumb.
After Thursday's game, you can stay tuned for Mueller and Pony's draft special right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Gosh. Jeez, oh man. I guess I go to the AM dial.
Well, we'll let you know next week who they drafted, John.
I will follow who they drafted. But what a horrible day of TV. How can anybody watch that? They what, one round for an entire day. It is dumb. I can't stand the draft. Hate it.
All right, great stuff. John, we'll talk again soon. We'll pass that along to Mr. Goodell and go from there.
All right, guys.
All right, see ya.
Rock's on the team.
Oh, he just never holds back. I love him. You know, there's a lot of people who are faking it in terms of their interest that feel that exact same way. I may know one or two of them. There's a lot of people. Jim Colony looking at me over his glasses.
I don't pay no mind.
That's what he said. He just says this is the dumbest. If they had the first pick, I might pay some attention. Oh, my gosh, do I love him. He kind of tells the truth, though, right?
Mm.
Jim, what are you going to be doing on Thursday?
Listening on the AM dial.
Yeah, there you go.
Jim Colony, not on the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.